So when I was coming from New York to Detroit, I met one man. He was coming from China, Shanghai University. It's the first time that I met a real Chinese scholar from Shanghai University. He was the head of the biophysics department, Shanghai University. He actually came for a conference. It just so happened that when I was waiting for a devotee to be picked up, then he was also waiting for someone. He just came from Shanghai, and then he started talking to me. And we had a very nice dialogue, that since he was a scholar, he was a scientist, and also I had this small booklet called Theobiology that I wrote some pamphlet about a few years ago, and I had a few copies of them. Since he was a biophysicist, and we started talking a little bit about life, and then when I get that, then he immediately told me that, in China, we are supposed not to believe in God. He said, he saw theobiology. Oh, this is theology. He said, you are also a scientist, also you're doing in theology. I said, yes, I do so many things. And but then he said, in China, we are not supposed to believe in God. I said, we can discuss about that very briefly. Then we started talking a little bit about how modern science, in dealing, since he was a biophysicist, he was in the field of biology. Then we started talking about what the present status of our scientific propaganda in the field of biology, how people are completely devoid of any spiritual insights, and then abortion and all this misunderstanding about the life principles. Then slowly, he became a little changed his thought, and then I started talking a little bit about India, and since I'm from India, and how in the past there was a great relation between China and India, and the old culture, and then his heart became a little slowly chopped, and then he said, well, yes, we also in the earlier time we were all also Buddhists. We are also, he said, very religious minded. We became very religious minded, but in the recent past, somehow it had been changing. And then he told me that, but in the last just few years, recently, now he said people are again, the younger generation is changing a little bit. He said a little more, sober. And he said we can again come back. We can again come back to some religious life. So he was actually a very nice man. And developed such a little friendship that he invited me to come and speak in Shanghai University. And he said, I'll invite you. And since I am the director of this biophysics department, and if I invite you, then he said, there'll be no problem about your visa. Because the government has to, you have to apply specially, and then the government has to sanction like that. So he said, I'll send you an invitation. And you can speak, and then you can address the students in the university. So like that, we had developed some type of nice. And also, I told him that I'm organizing some big conference in 1986 about something like a synthesis of science and transcendence, something like synthesis of science and religion in three continents, one in the United States, one in Europe, and one in India. So I asked him whether he would like to participate, and he said he'd be very happy to come and participate in such a program. So the way that we preach, the way we present Krishna consciousness, and everyone can become actually Krishna conscious. I think it just depends on how we present Krishna consciousness, in such a format that the individual can be convinced about the importance of Krishna consciousness. So, like in the United States, although we have so much news about this court case and this case and like that, but still, I think somehow by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, if we again still always try to present this Krishna consciousness in a way where people should recognize that our lifestyle or our philosophy or the scientific foundation that we have, there is a it is so solid, and it is for the well-being of everyone, and it is for the benefit of everyone. I think if the whole population, the whole world recognized like that, then definitely they will begin to accept us very, very they will welcome us, and that way we can exhibit our full lifestyle in Krishna consciousness wherever we go, like a even going as a student to the college or working somewhere outside or even doing our regular activities. If we can do it like we would like to, I think that way we can at least we'll be very satisfied, and that way Prabhupada will be very pleased. So I think we have a great role to play, at least in the United States, the devotees in the United States has a more important role to play, because here still things are not so easy. It's very difficult, we know that everywhere things are so, it's not very easy, it's very difficult. So it's one of us who come to the movement, to Krishna consciousness, that we should realize that we have a great responsibility. More so in the West, more responsibility. In India things are in a way a little easier. Not a little easier, a lot easier. It's at least, to my experience, it's like a million times easier than things we do here in the States. So you are put in a very difficult situation. More by Krishna's mercy, you have to take greater responsibility, and your examples, whatever you do here, should be also exemplary all over the world, because it is also a fact that when you go like to any part of the world, it is not the same thing. Suppose if somebody goes from some other part, it's not so much easily appreciated. But then he said, well, he's coming from America, he's a devotee from America, then people admire more easily. So that way, you have to take more responsibility, you have to take more determination, and improve the quality, stronger and more determined, and that way, you see, the whole world will be changed so quickly when we become very strong here in the United States. So like in the whole this U.S., now our program should be in such a way that as soon as possible, and the sooner the better, if we can inspire the whole population of the United States in this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then it will be easier also for the whole world to become Krishna conscious rather quickly. But if we slow down our things here, then it will also be slowed down in the whole world. So it looks like we have to take more vigorous preaching and unlimited activities that we have to design and develop in about this Krishna consciousness, especially here in America itself, Westminster America. So we have somehow to do things very, very vigorously. And especially like here in New Dwarkadham, we even get more responsible. This is the Western headquarters, and everyone is expected to come here. See, from all over the world will be coming. You cannot prevent, of course you're not preventing, but the thing is that by its very setting, everyone will come. So the way you behave, the way you represent Krishna consciousness, the way you represent Prabhupada, and the way you deal with devotees, everything is very, very important, significant. So you have been put in such a situation so that you have to take more responsibility. And presenting Krishna consciousness in such a way that you can change everyone's heart. You can make everyone appreciate Krishna consciousness. So that type of responsibility you have given. So this is in Krishna consciousness, it is a good fortune, it is a great fortune. Everyone is not put in that situation. It's like Queen Kunti, given in such a difficult situation, and she even prays that to become more Krishna conscious, one should be willing to accept, let's say, difficult situation. So we like to see, you know, at least thousands of devotees here joining in this new Dwarka Dham. We have such a wonderful, nice facility, and wonderful temple, and the Prabhupada, and nice environments, and so many devotees, and thousands of Vaishnavas visiting from all over parts of the world. And it's not happened in everywhere all over the world. You see, to even visit some temple nowadays, it's not so easy. But then, you know, by your great service, so many devotees are coming from all over the world. Like even in Mayapur, except during the festival, it doesn't happen like this. Like in Mayapur, hardly at this time, you know, there's very few devotees, Gurukul children, and very few. Everyone is going away during the, you know, this difficult season. Even in Vrindavan, but like in New Dwarka, everyone is coming, you know, passing through, even passing 1 or 2 days. It's a great day, it's a great mercy by Rupa's arrangement. So you have all these nice facilities. So it will be wonderful that everyone becomes so enthusiastic and fired up, so that, that this movement goes on with a great forward movement. It's a, like marching, you know, a great army marching, you know, completely with a strong, you know, group of army, you know, coming from New Dwarka Dham, you know, flooding all over the world, so that you can wipe out all kinds of material hindrances and difficulties. They should be very much admired all over the world. We come here to get the blessings of Prabhupada. We come here just to get association and the inspiration by seeing all the great devotees here in New Dwarka Dham. And so we come, you know, for also some blessings from New Dwarka. Of course, Prabhupada is here, everyone is. So we also get inspired in seeing the, you know, the wonderful activities that go on in New Dwarka Dham. And so I think this would be a source of our inspiration and strength. You know, visiting New Dwarka Dham should not be, you know, just an ordinary thing, but it is it's like visiting Vrindavan. Although here so much emphasis is about India, but somehow by Prabhupada's mercy, this New Dwarka Dham is created, is none different than like Vrindavan or any other holy dham. So, now by Prabhupada's mercy, we have been given this as a wonderful facilities. So we just pray that, you know, Prabhupada gives you, you know, inspiration and strength, and Srila Ramaswamy Maharaj inspires you to do more Sankirtan, book distribution, and distribute this Krishna consciousness movement, and all the leaders here in Dwarka Dham, get the blessings, already having the blessings of Prabhupada, but inspire more and get more strength and more exemplary to the whole world. So that's only our prayer. And with that, I like to thank all of you for at least giving me this nice association. And again, it's like yesterday I voiced that I like to invite all of you to India, and wherever I go, that's our duty. And I request, this is a humble request, that whenever you come, whenever you can, please try to do that. It may not be possible every year, but at least please plan at least some time, you know, to come and have an association also in India. I think this should also be very encouraging to everyone there. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. So any last comment or question, anything? Yeah. The Dilling Indians is a, it depends on, primarily they are more appreciated by the humility and the humble attitude that they, you may give them very nice opulence, but that may not be very attractive to them. Generally, it is true, I think, in all, at least 99% of the cases, that they generally somehow they have some inbuilt, you know, that the little desire in, it is a little bit like that. So they, when they are approached with a little humility and also with a little like humble type of attitude, I think that is a, that is most important to them. So you may, let's say some light members come in to visit here, and you may like to give him a nice room, but unless, you know, you somehow show your, like a little, let's say, something like wanting him to be, you know, staying here, and, you know, be whatever, you know, you have, even a glass of water or even a flower, if your, if your heart is open and like a very nice, a, like friendly and in a spirit of this Vaishnava attitude, and if that is not there, then generally they won't be very pleased. And of course they may not say much, but generally that's how they take. And they may not express so outwardly. But then if, suppose if you don't have anything, even no room and everything's, let's say, booked up, but even if you give a little, let's place on the floor, like even staying with the brahmacharis or anything, they will be very happy, even sleeping outside or on the roof. But they will be very happy. But the attitude is more important toward them and how you treat with them. Let's say, for example, someone is coming, or you may be in a hurry, but then, you know, like in the, generally, mostly in Western style is that, you know, you are so much rushing things, you know, like even say hello, you know, and you say, you know, like that, and that's not very impressive. But then, personally, you know, tell them, yes, what do you need, and this and that. And just even take 5 minutes or 10 minutes, something like personal care, something like, although you may have, you may be so busy, you know, in other things, but something, taking time out for about at least 5 minutes, even if you are very busy, at least taking up 5 minutes, within that 5 minutes you tell, yes, the Prabhu, you know, is very, or, you know, gentleman such and such, you know, say, or it's a great day, you know, a pleasure for us, you know, to be here, and but even if you say now, somehow the rooms are all, you know, filled up. So would you mind, suppose, you know, for the time being we are only like this, then you would mind if you stay with me, like Abad, we sleep on the floor, and you know, you can also do like that. I mean, they'll be more than happy, you know, to sleep on the floor. And, you know, whether you give him something or not, it's not something very important. But at least the heart, the attitude, and the look, and the way you talk, and the way you, you know, associate with him even 5 minutes, that's most important. To any, this is true for any type of Indian, and but sometimes, you know, being, you know, staying here, having some knowledge about the West, you know, sometimes, of course, you know, for us there's no problem because we know, at least, you know, this lifestyle, so there's no problem. But sometimes, you know, some Indians may come for the first time in the West, like our life members, and something visiting. Every time they come back, they always come back, most of them come, some of them come back with great admiration, but some of them also come back with great disappointment. Because it pretty much depends only on this. Only on this. How you receive them. Generally, in a Vaishnava culture, you see, to receive a guest is very important. However insignificant he may be, even if, say, an enemy may come to your camp, but if you come to your camp, you have to receive him like a king. That you find in some of the temple settings, like in India. Still there, of course, now in Kali Yuga, you know, things have been so much degraded. But at least in many, like even in generally good families in India, you find that also. If you visit any life member's house when you're invited for prasad, you know, the way they serve you prasad and the way they, you know, they receive you in some convents, still that the remnants is still there. But in other words, I think to receive a guest, we should not ignore. Like in our case, like a visiting temple president may be coming here, or a sannyasi, but we are so familiar, sometimes we don't pay so much attention. Generally, you know, we are busy doing other things, running here and there, and but there's practically no one in the temple. In many cases, it's like that. And but at least more when like inside our, of course, our members inside our members is okay. But for, let's say, for like outside life members, when they come in a visit, and when they see symptoms like that, then they are not so enthusiastic. So I think if with that, this is if somehow this a friendliness and this humility, and this a little sacrifice, a 5 or 10 minute sacrifice. I think if we develop this attitude, that's more than sufficient. Then how to implement that? Because that's up to the individuals to apply how to use that. I think we can develop that knowledge. But I think if we just do that, then I think that will be more than sufficient. That will admire, inspire everyone, and they will be very much appreciative of the type of mentality. And you see, like the light members here, I showed those light members that in that day, Haripad's little ashram, found them there very nice. They very much appreciate Haripad's activities. So it depends, and if you take care a little bit, about them, and they will do many things. But otherwise, normally, they will be a little cold in their response. And like here in Dwarkadham, I'm sure many light members will be visiting from like India, around the world. And actually, it's very important to have a nice type of arrangement so that you can receive them in such a way that they go with a good memory, with a great appreciation. It does not depend how much facility you provide them, but only depends how you treat one day, 2 days in this thing. And I think it is our duty is to somehow create that type of atmosphere. And everyone is important who visits the temple. Jai, all glory to Srila Prabhupada and glory to Srila Rameshwar Maharaj.
Da 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.